a word for you from Jonah chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. But I will sacrifice to thee, with the voice of thanksgiving, that which I have vowed, I will pay. Salvation is from the Lord. Then the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah up onto dry land. Here is the end of Jonah's prayer from the very pitch darkness in which he was thrown into, or into which he had thrown himself, because he had this suicide wish. He had told the sailors that he was the cause of the storm, and in his depression he said, just throw me overboard. But God in his mercy had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah. And notice that at this very point God then said, now vomit Jonah up onto dry land. Because here his repentance becomes clear, and Jonah's salvation is clear to him and clear to us, as it was clear to that great fish. Even the fish had to do what God commanded. Because as Jonah then said, I will come back to you with the voice of thanksgiving, and that which I have vowed, I will pay. In other words, he returned to obedience. God had sent him in one direction, he had gone in another. But now he said, Lord, I repent of that. I turn to you. Not only had he chosen the way of obedience, but here is an understanding that salvation is from the Lord. He knew God had forgiven him. He knew he was saved. He knew for himself that the Lord had shown him mercy. And that is why, at that point, the Lord made the fish to be so nauseous, it just puked him up onto dry land, so to say. Well, how can a fish keep an obedient prophet within itself? Yes, it could swallow him in Jonah's disobedience, but when he became obedient to God, the Lord said, now I'm going to protect him. And the Lord made him safe and sound on dry land once again. And you'll notice that in the very next verse, God commissions him again, and Jonah is now fully obedient to the direction which God had given him. It is also true that if we are disobedient and we go back into lukewarmness of faith, we lose our first love. The Lord says that he becomes nauseous. He will vomit us out. In that sense, even if you have had an experience with the Lord, remember that Christ doesn't want to keep you within himself in your disobedience. He wants you to be obedient like Jonah was.